Hello and welcome to The Wellness Group. This is Nat Nissen, your host. Talking today about recharge spaces. I've been working a lot with corporate groups over the last few months, and corporate groups as in spaces that people go to work in an office, in a corporate environment, not outside on a construction site, not in a factory, but in an office space in a corporate environment. And I'm finding that office spaces, or some office spaces, are downsizing due to having more flexible work hours. And this is a wonderful initiative, many offices providing more flexible work hours for their team members. Unfortunately, that also means that some offices are deciding to downsize their breakout or recharge spaces. When I was in the corporate world, we used to call it the breakout room. Now, this would sometimes be different than the lunchroom. Sometimes it would be an extension to the lunchroom. Sometimes it would be the lunchroom when it was not lunch. Sometimes it would be an outside space or a roof space, and it would just be encouraged in the office to get out into the outside space a bit more, even if that was a park across the road. It's unusual for that to be encouraged nowadays, I'm finding. What we want to do is make sure we provide a recharge space, no matter how small. It doesn't have to be extravagant. It's really important, though, that we provide a recharge space so that people can disconnect from tech when they need to. They can quickly take a 2 to 5 minute break and really recharge. It's an external environment that helps our team members internally. It provides a space to recalibrate, to rebalance, to gain some perspective, to energize. This allows team members to be more productive, be more engaged. Perhaps this is an area that people come to speak about anything but work. People connect with each other, not with their phones, not with technology, but people connect on a real life basis. They ask each other how they are. They ask each other how their weekends are. And they mean it. It's a safe space that people can come to quickly recalibrate and recharge. Perhaps they listen to music that helps them for 2 minutes. Perhaps they just have a cup of tea and they let out the stress. Perhaps they breathe. Something they don't feel comfortable doing at their desk when everyone around them is going full pace. Perhaps they just come and get away and have a think. Empty their mind so that they can be more creative when they're back at their desk. Perhaps they just need some alone time because they don't get it in the office and they don't get it when they're at home. And 2 to 5 minutes is all that they need. This can be a place where you've set it up with some really amazing external props. We've been working with some corporate offices to do some amazing things in their recharge rooms. And it doesn't need to be that. It can just be a blank space that is set aside so that people know they can go there for a few minutes when needed. Make sure your office has one of these spaces. If it doesn't have one of these spaces, offices often find that people take more frequent toilet breaks because they go to the toilet to get some alone space. It is incredibly helpful for an office to provide one of these spaces. Return on investment is tenfold. It's absolutely vital that we provide for our team members. It's so crucial that we provide for our team members physical health, mindset health, emotional health, and spiritual health. And doing so, as I said, will reward you tenfold. More productive staff, more engaged team members, less sick days. Team members and people that turn up to the office that are appreciative of that space and know that you care for them. It is an amazing contribution to your people, and they will contribute to you and your organization right back. So if you're a leader listening to this or in the leadership team, make sure you have that space. And if you're a team member, make sure you start asking questions if you don't have that space. Be curious about it. Why don't we have this space? Is it possible to have this space? It's a really important part of the office environment. And as we become more busy, as we feel like we've got less time, less connection, less alone time, less ability to recharge, it's even more incredibly important nowadays than it ever was. Thanks so much for listening. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.